Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So let's, Rick, drop that NBA takeaways beat, and let's talk about some of the NBA action that we saw this weekend, and how we can kind of apply this moving forward in the betting market, both tonight, because a lot of the teams we're going to talk about are in action coming up tonight, and moving forward. And Ken, what a great weekend for the Los Angeles Lakers. And tell the people why it wasn't just the Lakers win, like the stunning win, 25-point win over the Nets on Saturday night, but other things that happened as well that made this a very, very, what's the opposite of like that book that came out? Like the rotten, no good.
Oh, no good, very bad day.
Yeah, this is like whatever, this is the opposite of that.
This is like the fresh, healthy, super awesome, totally great weekend. Something like that.
There you go.
You and I spent a lot of time on this last week, and I think it's worth a follow-up because I'm starting to get really locked into just thinking about futures and trying to figure out what I'm doing, if anything, before the playoffs start. Matchups are going to become more likely in the first round. Play-in tournament teams are also going to become more likely. You and I spent a lot of time last week on the Lakers' remaining schedule and how difficult it was going to be. And the way that we projected that it was going to be difficult is via point spread. Okay, well, here's what they... You know, they're a 9-point dog to Miami, a game that they lost, but I believe covered late. I think they lost by 8 in that game or something, but they did lose to Miami in that game. And we're saying, look, they're going to be 9 on the, you know, at Miami. Their likelihood to win that game in the market is extremely low. And there were 2 points. One is the market doesn't think they're very likely to win almost any games until LeBron and Anthony Davis come back, because they're going to be huge underdogs in all of them. And then the other kind of point is, if you do like the Lakers, if you think that they can figure this out without their two big guys coming back for a little bit, Davis will be back in 10 days, I think, then there's a lot of money to be made here. I mean, if you really want to play on the Lakers in these spots, you know, I don't know what their money line was against the Nets when it closed at, but I mean, 10, 11-point dog in the NBA, you're talking about like plus 400, plus 500, depending on where you go. And these will vary wildly when you get up to like the big, big prices with the big point spreads. But I mean, there was an opportunity. Again, it's so kind of like, how did you feel about the Lakers going into the weekend? So they beat Brooklyn, which you mentioned, which obviously helps them standing-wise, because they're trying to just keep out of the play-in, keep out of the play-in at all costs if you can, because it's just extra games you don't want to have to play. They remain the 5 seed. Why do they remain the 5 seed? They beat Brooklyn, and two really, really bad results for teams around them.
This is first the 5 seed parlay, by the way, and they cashed all 3 legs of the 5 seed parlay.
Can you imagine, by the way, if you just put in, because the prices involved here would be staggering.
Yeah, Lakers to beat the Nets, and then the other 2 results.
Correct. Like Dallas to lose to Houston, first of all, which is like the really crazy one. And then San Antonio on like a DeMar DeRozan buzzer beater, basically.
Spurs were plus 240, I think, because I remember looking at the spreads yesterday.
And it's like really wild. So you have the teams directly behind them, who we had talked about. Hey, you know who's gonna catch them? Like Dallas is definitely gonna catch them. You're like, that's over. You know, Portland's probably gonna catch them because Portland's playing really well too. Portland loses to Miami last night and doesn't even break 100 points in the game. Dallas loses at the buzzer to San Antonio and lost to Houston a week ago. Lakers win, and then Denver, the team ahead of them, where it's like, okay, well, the Lakers are going to be the 5. They're probably not going to gain on anybody. Denver goes out and plays basically the worst fourth quarter any team has played the entire season, losing to the Boston Celtics. And I believe you have the fourth quarter score 38. I mean, amazing. Like, imagine scoring under 10 points with their lineup
team,
and how we talk them up.
Like, yeah, into a team that's like choked in the fourth quarter against good teams right. All season, the Celtics.
Right. So, I mean, you look at the standings now. I mean, you go into the weekend, we were like, I was like, the most likely outcome is the Lakers to be 7 and be in the play-in tournament just based on the point spreads. And if you like them, you're going to get a lot of spots to play on them. Well, if you played on them, you did great. And now as we wake up on Monday, Lakers are still in 5th. Now you got 2 to Portland behind you and 3.5 to Dallas. And oh, by the way, now the 10-day timetable for Anthony Davis seems like kind of locked in. Like it's maybe only 3-4 more games and we really do see him. Then you'll see the point spreads go crazy, obviously. Davis is... I mean, if there's no LeBron on the team, Davis might be in an average NBA scoring game, like a 5-point player, something like that. And then LeBron comes back. Obviously, you get your full Lakers rating that you would have gotten the entire time. So just a wild series of events. You had a limited window here for the Lakers to really be in a lot of trouble. And they've managed to.
Are they winning? Are they out?
They're close.
Are they out?
They're
of
really
at this
close.
Point now?
I, I don't think it can go that bad anymore because of the Davis announcement and these four game results. It almost can't. Those two things in tandem, the game results and then Davis seeming very likely.
They're not out of the woods, right?
But
I mean, they're pretty close.
Yeah, they're close. I mean, the thing is, right. Well, the thing about the Lakers is, it's like, okay, they beat Brooklyn, right? But they're still going to be like pretty big, you know, they're dog to the Knicks tonight. like this is where we are. The good news is you get Hornets, Celtics on the 15th. Then you start getting into, okay, like Davis watch a little bit. They got the Utah back-to-back at home coming up after that. Does he come back during those games, which are obviously against the best team in the Western Conference? Does he wait? Because then the 22nd and the 24th, so we're talking about a week and a half from now, basically almost 2 weeks, that's the Dallas back-to-back. So that's the team that's going to be behind you game and a half, two games in the standings, depending on how you do against Utah. Like, that's when you really need Davis, is those two games right there. My guess is that's kind of the soft target for kind of getting him back. And then, you know, if they get to that point and they're still with these margins, then it's kind of over at that point. Like, they're probably not going to be in the play-in tournament, probably going to be fine. And then we'll kind of see how it goes at that time.
LeBron can't win MVP, right?
No, God, no. Okay. There's not even a timetable for him to return yet. Like, I mean, that's what
I'm... Cause like, I'm looking at these results and like Doncic, I feel like has kind of spit the bed a little bit. Jokic though, with the bad loss. So, like, what happens?
This is all good for Jokic. This is all good for Jokic. Everything happening is good for Jokic because, yeah, I think if you have a Jokic ticket, you want there to be no MVP discussion whatsoever every single day. You want there to be no threat, no contender.
Unless
no
Embiid
coming out saying he's won.
Yeah, unless Embiid scoring like 50 points tonight. And like the conversation is Embiid the winner? Because we also have Joel Embiid.
Correct. And I think that's the most likely conversation that's going to come up in the next 2 weeks if he just starts rattling off awesome performances. They have a game, they play Dallas tonight, if I remember correctly, in like a really, really interesting game. So I think he's the only one where you could even get that conversation anymore. We're not 100% because nothing is ever 100% until the end of the year. We are very, very likely to cash those tickets. Very likely.
Who do you like in that game tonight, Sixers and Mavericks?
I like Philly a little bit.
I don't like Philly. I love Philly.
Okay.
Love the Sixers tonight. About a million games tonight. Major League Baseball and the NBA. We'll do all of them in the Power Hour, hour number three of the show. But coming up next, we're going to ask the question. Hey, umpires. Why are you here? What's the point? And it's coming up next!